Missed something? Be sure to like us on Facebook for great moments from the shows and breaking sports news. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Mann.
Brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union, Anderson McQuaid Architectural Molding, New England Fat Loss, and Jordan's Furniture.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Payoff pitch.
Oh, my goodness.
He got him. 98 to strike him out, and the Red Sox win it.
All right, welcome into the Baseball Reporters here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, as has been the case throughout the week. Jim Murray in for Tony Maserati, who is out on bereavement this week. And the Baseball Reporters, I want to let you know, is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork, supplying contractors and homeowners with residential and commercial building materials since 1946. You can find out more by going to jacksonlumber.com. All right, that was the final call of today's game. Red Sox 6-2 win over the A's. In the series finale at Fenway Park, a game that admittedly was difficult to pay attention to, what with my duties on the Felger and Maz show. But what you really need to know is it was another solid start for Drew Pomeranz, who threw six innings, one run ball. He's now 16-5 on the season. Who the hell saw that coming? And for better or worse, solidifying his role as the second starter come playoff time. I know I want that, but another solid start for Drew Pomeranz, so we can feel good about that. It was also a good day for Andrew Benintendi, who had three hits and drove in three runs in the win. Again, 6-2 was the final. Red Sox over the A's. And it's kind of sneaky important win, I feel like, too, because it means the Red Sox take their second straight series, and they're guaranteed a lead of at least three games in the AL East, depending on what happens in with the Yankees and in Baltimore tonight. David Price, though, this is the big news of the day. David Price activated from the disabled list. Manager John Farrell said he is going to be used as a multi-inning reliever. At least that's one of the ways that Manager John envisions using David Price. In fact, why don't we hear from Manager John talking about this very thing earlier today, activating David Price from the disabled list.
He'll pitch out of the bullpen as later in the weekend would be his first availability with the three-inning sim game yesterday. So the days needed to recover. So ideally it's sometime Sunday, Monday. We'd look at his first availability. But feel like he's capable of a couple of inning roll out of that bullpen. And we'll see how this develops through these final 2.5 weeks.
So on the surface, I don't hate it. This is what I was hoping for. If David Price was indeed going to be back by the end of the month, I wanted him to come out of the bullpen, especially if they intend on using him in the playoffs. This is really the only place that David Price has actually had any level of success. So it doesn't, there's really no clarity in terms of when Price is actually going to make his first appearance. I would think they're going to try to ease him into this role. So let's try to get further clarity on this situation and how Manager Don intends on using David Price and when. Here's more from the manager.
I think there'll be some spots that'll emerge naturally. I think the one thing that he has shown in these two work sessions is the full assortment of pitches, good power to his fastball. So from just a physical standpoint, Nick, I think he's passed those tests to put him in this position, and looking forward to getting him back in game activity.
So, the question will be, you know, when is he going to make an appearance? I would think at some point this weekend in a in a situation that is not a high leverage situation, a game that is probably out of hand against this Rays team that at this point has packed it in. Red Sox, you know, hypothetically would have, you know, maybe like a 5-2 lead. It's the seventh inning. Rick Porcello actually has a decent start. He's out of the game. Put Price in that situation just to see how he's going to be against, you know, some live opposition. I'm for it. I really don't hate it. And I want to take your temperature on this as the Red Sox fan at 617-779-0985. For as much as I have bashed David Price, and at times rightfully so, I do want him to succeed here, and I do want him out there. Because the worst-case scenario is if the unique elbow it now will require surgery. Well, you're going to shut him down for Tommy John surgery. That's going to take close to 2 years to recover from. He's going to opt in, and we're essentially stuck here with the guy. I don't think it's going to work here, ultimately, with David Price. I think, yeah, we can make that assessment right now. It hasn't. It certainly didn't last year. Regular season was good, but he puked on himself in the postseason. No big surprise there. I don't think that's really going to change. You need him out there to pitch so that he can be as healthy as possible, so that he can opt out, and we can move on from the situation and chalk it up to another big free agent move that didn't work out for the Red Sox. But in the meantime, if they use him in a reliever role, I actually think he can help. Again, the only times he's won playoff games is coming out of the bullpen. Certainly don't want him starting. But if he can look like if David Price can look like how he was pitching, really, up until he had to be shut down after the ugly game in Anaheim back in June, well, in terms of the velocity and, well, just the sheer stuff that David Price can give you, well, I would prefer him over, say, Joe Kelly or Matt Barnes on the road, even if it is a high leverage situation. So I wonder, though, if there's still some trepidation on behalf of you, the Red Sox fan, just based on what you've seen with David Price before. In other words, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The Red Sox have been just fine without him since they put him on the shelf, so why integrate him back into the team when they ultimately really don't need him? Brandon Workman, you know, he's been nails. I said a while back, when it seemed like you had your 7th, 8th, and 9th all set up with Workman, Addison Reed, and then Craig Kimbrell, it was essentially John Farrell proof. Are you a little bit concerned now that adding another piece, and a veteran piece, and a big money piece in David Price, and a temperamental piece in David Price, does this further, well, I don't know, cloud the mind, I guess, for lack of a better term, with John Farrell, does make this job for him a little bit more difficult? Because that can be a problem, too. And that's one of the things that concerns me about this team come playoff time, is how manager John deals with the bullpen. But as much of a pessimist as I can be, and as much as I don't trust the manager, Price, again, if Price is pitching as well as he was prior to being shut down, and the one game that immediately comes to mind was the Sunday night game on ESPN against the Yankees at home, where he was flat-out dominant. Maybe the best game I've seen David Price pitch in Red Sox uniform. He can look like that or remotely close to that for an inning or two in a high-leverage situation come playoff time? Yeah, why the hell wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Jimmy Stewart, executive producer of this very show.
Good, you.
What do you think about this? David Price, activated, coming out of the bullpen. Do you trust him in that role? Is this something you want to see happen?
Nope, I want nothing to do with him. Send him home. I want him done with this team for the year. His stats as a starter are brutal in the postseason. His playoff stats coming out of the bullpen aren't any better. See you later, David Price. Go home.
What if he wants it, though? Because it does sound like Price wants it. And I feel like, unfortunately, with his temperamental attitude, you do need to appease the player in some way, shape, or form. Because, well, if he wants to pitch, if he feels healthy enough to pitch, you can use him in a role like this. Why further piss him off and have him be the, you know, be a problem come next season?
Because is it about winning or is it about taking care of, you know, the attitudes in the room?
Because
if it were me, and this is why I will never manage a Major League Baseball club, even though I wanted to as part of my life, I'd sit him out in the bullpen and say, there's your view for the night. Enjoy. Enjoy playoff baseball, sitting out and picking seeds and throwing things at fans.
I think he can help, though. I really do. Again, if he looked as close as he can to that Yankee game before getting shut down, really, you know, the four starts prior to that, too, with the velocity, you know, he's throwing the high 90s. And the fastball looked crisp, and he was able to spot it. Something he wasn't able to do at times for months last year.
Think of what a headache this will become, because you can't plan for him 5 minutes up. You have to give him, like, an inning and a half to get ready to start warming up, because that's his routine. It takes him 10, 15 minutes. He's like Greg the Hammer Valentine. It takes him 15 minutes to get warmed up.
Jimmy, I love a wrestling reference. I always do. So it's about you guys, too. I want to know how you feel about David Price activated, coming out of the bullpen. Would you trust him in this situation come playoff time? Because I feel like no matter what, even if you don't like it, I feel like this is going to happen no matter what, like come playoff time. David Price is going to be coming out of the bullpen at some point because, well, I think manager John doesn't want to, he's going to appease the veteran. He's done it time and again. And it's such a high-priced, he's such a name.
Jim, if he were really appeasing the veteran, wouldn't he be in the starting rotation?
Well, now that's scary. That I want no part of.
Because isn't that what David Price insinuated that he wanted yesterday when he talked to the media, before John Farrell talked to the media and before they had their meeting today, is that he wanted to be a starter?
We'll have to go. You know what? I want to go back and hear the sound again, because if I recall, it was just David Price wanted a pitch.
He was wishy-washy, but he wants to be a starter.
Well, in that case, no. And as shaky as Eduardo Rodriguez has been here for months, as much as I don't trust Rick Porcello, I trust either of those two far more than I do David Price. I just I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if Price went out there again if they had him as a starter, and say it's against Houston, and he puked on himself and gave up five runs in just the first couple of innings and didn't even last 3 2/3, just like against Cleveland last year. But as a reliever, again, as much as
$30 million to pitch two innings.
As much as I've bashed him, Jimmy, if the stuff looks good, I'm with it. I would be into David Price coming out of the bullpen over a Joe Kelly in a high-leverage situation. And same with Matt Barnes, especially if they're on the road. How about you? 617-779-0985. David Price activated, coming out of the bullpen. You into it? 617-779-0985. I promise we'll get to your calls coming up next. Also want to take your temperature on fisting in the playoffs, because Doug Fister, well, he got his face ripped off last night against the Oakland A's, so I want to know if you now feel shaky about him potentially being a playoff starter for this team.
We have the Sox covered. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
Ho, ho, ho! You know, many find it hard to believe Iona Slater can fly. But you know what I find hard to believe? The unbelievable offers going on at the Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back with incredible offers on the sporty CLA, the thrilling C-Class, the versatile GLA, the safe and secure GLE, the innovative GLC, and of course, the unequaled E-Class. But hurry, because these sleighs are going fast. Visit MBUSA.com/winter-event. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
The Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporter's Tony Maserata show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
More importantly, he feels good physically, and that's the priority. That's where he spoke from today. Recognizes the limited availability of time and to build back up. So logically, this is a spot and is accepting of the role. He wants to get back and pitch. Wants to get back and compete.
If the stuff is there, well, why wouldn't you want him in the bullpen? I know I do, as much as I've had questions about David Price. If the stuff is there, well, I mean,
what if his head isn't there?
I know that's a question, Jimmy, but in terms of the stuff, outside of Craig Kimbrell and Addison Reed, who in that bullpen? I trust the head of David Price more than I trust the head of Joe Kelly, even though he's got the stuff, but he hasn't
Workman,
been able to figure it out.
Reed and Kimbrell, in 25 appearances out of the bullpen in the postseason, have only given up runs in four of those appearances.
Yep.
They are lights out postseason.
Okay, and that's how I would want the 7-8-9, but with manager John, you can never really trust how he's going to use that bullpen, so maybe he goes to Workman too early, or maybe he's taxed Craig Kimbrell or closer B, Addison Reed, in one of these games coming up here, so he has to end up using David Price, because if the stuff is there, I say why the hell not, especially if he wants it. If he really does want it, well, the want from David Price is a good thing. It is the Baseball Reporters. Jim Murray in for Tony Maz here. Once again, it is 98.5 The Sports Hub, so let's hear from you on this at 617-779-0985. We'll start off with Todd in the car. You're first up here on the Baseball Reporters tonight.
How you doing, guys? Love the show.
Go ahead, Todd. Thank you.
It's a great point you guys just made about the 7-8-9s being lights out. It is insane for anybody to want David Price to come out of the bullpen, and the only reason is I listen to you guys every night. I listen to the guys before you, and I can't count the number of times you guys talk about David Price's attitude, ego, and distraction in the ball club. How is his ego going to be, being this $30 million pitcher starting, supposed to be this and that, coming out of the bullpen? And I think it's only going to be detrimental to the bullpen. It's going to be bad vibes. And God forbid, Davis Eckersley, who's a Hall of Fame pitcher, wants to say, spit, pitch. I mean, the guy's a baby. All he wants to do is whine and cry every time he doesn't perform well. And if he goes in the bullpen session and, God forbid, doesn't perform well, he's going to complain. I should have been a starter. I didn't get to warm up enough. I just want you know, guys to think about it. I'll hang up and I'll listen to your reaction. I love the show. But, I mean, his attitude and his ego is his biggest downfall. And now he's going from a starting pitcher who used to be an all-star to a bullpen role. I don't see it happening, and I see it ruining what we have is an awesome 7-8-9. I'll listen to what you guys have to say. Love the show.
All right, Todd. Well, there has been precedent. He's done it before. Granted, one of the times it was in his rookie season in Tampa Bay in 2008, and he did it against the Red Sox. Okay, there's playoff win number one. And just a couple of years ago, they forced him into the bullpen in Toronto, which I didn't think he wanted any part of. But, you know, was it Gibbons? Gibbons was the manager in in Toronto, Jimmy?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, so he put David Price out of the bullpen there, rightfully so, and went with Marcus Stroman. Was able to get a win there. Look, I get it. The attitude, all of that is a potential for a nightmare for the team. In terms of the drama and all that, for the storyline, you know, someone working in sports radio, frankly, I'll be honest, I want it. But I do want the team's success, too. If the stuff is there and someone's taxed, Workman, whoever it happens to be, Addison Reed, if you can use Price, he can be a weapon for you. I'm for it. So let's test it out. Let's see how it is. But I can understand people being concerned about the attitude or some kind of drama, you know, boiling up there because he ultimately wants to be a starter and he's been worked out of this here because they've been able to be successful without him, whether it's with someone like Doug Fister or, you know, maybe the manager trusts Rick Porcello more than he would with David Price considering how he blew up in the playoffs last year. I get it. And that's going to be what they're going to have to figure out here over the next couple of weeks before the season wraps up. But if it looks good, again, if the stuff looks good, I'm for it. How about you? Tommy in the car. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Mari. So I got to say, I got to agree with you. And this is on the premise that, say, you know, Sale's going to be our starter. Then you have, you know, Fister or Porcello. You know, I could see David Price, and, you know, don't take this literally, but I could see David Price in kind of the role that Andrew Miller played for the Indians last year. You know, you got one of these guys that wants to give you, you know, 5-6 strong innings. You know, why not let David Price, if his stuff is, like you say, like he had in the Yankees series, you know, I don't see why not give him a shot there. You know, that's a big role. I think that could feed the ego enough. But I got to agree with you. If the stuff is there, you know, I think that could be a good role for us, you know, come playoff time.
Thanks, Tommy. And that's the thing. If he can give you 2 to 3 solid innings, then that's all he really trusts his arm to give you. Well, in theory, I guess, working, you know, having a shorter workload like that, I guess that would, to me, just like, look, I'm not a guy that's ever covered the game, but I just think, just thinking it out, you know, thinking about this, breaking it down, and how they could use him. If they're going to use him in an Andrew Miller type of role, say he trusts. All right, let's play out a hypothetical here. It's game 3, first series against Houston, tied. Doug Fister gets his face ripped off. He's out by the 4th inning. Or it's a tie game. He doesn't trust Fister anymore. He looks taxed. They bring out Price. He can give you a couple of good innings. The stuff, it's there because he's only on a short workload, and that will bridge it to then Workman, Reed, and Craig Kimbrell. It can work if Price wants it, and it sounds like he does based on what the manager is saying. I was going to take that with a grain of salt. But if the stuff is there, more than anything else, for all the shakiness with David Price and all the bashing that I personally have done and those of us with microphones in front of our face, if the stuff is there, I say, yeah, do it. I trust Price in a high-leverage situation, come playoff time, out of the bullpen, more than I would Joe Kelly. Let's go to Elliot in Dorchester. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on? You guys keep talking about using Price in, like, high-leverage situations, 7th, 8th, and 9th. I don't see why you'd ever mess around with him there. Just keep him, you know, keep him in there as an insurance policy like Drew Pomerantz from last year. If the starter gets in trouble, just bring him in for, like, the early innings. But don't use him for any other role.
Hey, if that would work, too. Mitch in Norwood. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Go ahead, Mitch.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
I think David Price has something to prove. And that being said, I think middle reliever, you know, someone gets in trouble, like the guy said before, I mean, you get him in there early and let him prove that he's got something, you know, let him prove to us that he's, you know, can work his way into that role. And I think he's got, you know, this aggressive attitude right now towards Boston as a whole, towards manager John, where he can go out there and just throw gas and prove that he's ready to come back into that starter role. But, you know, I don't think we should mess with the 7th, 8th, 9th until we need to. But I like bringing him back. I like him coming in on the bullpen, you know, and I think this shows him, hey, here in Boston, we don't care how much you get paid. You got to prove to us what you have and how you can work with our teams.
Thanks for the call, Mitch. The other thing, as we're talking about pitchers here and how Price is going to be used, I want to know if Doug Fister rattled you a little bit last night. Are you no longer all about fisting in the playoffs like I was? Because last night, if you weren't paying attention, and I get it. Look, this is now, I've said this now a couple of times, filling in for Maz doing the show this week. It's kind of an odd time right now. Yes, you know, you still got to keep an eye on what's going on with the American League East, and it's, as of right now, still a 3.5 game lead for the Red Sox, depending on what happens with the Yankees-Orioles game tonight. But I'm not worried about the East. They're going to get there. It'll be fine. If you're that worried about it, I guess that's on you. I don't think that you should be. Right now, it's kind of a dead spot. I feel like collectively, we all are just waiting for the playoffs to see how this thing pans out and who they're going to play in the first round. An A's series, the Rays again, not a lot to get super cranked up about right now. Other than talking about how they're going to use David Price now that he's been activated and what the playoff rotation is going to be. Doug Fister, I've been all about the fist and fisting in the playoffs. But last night, if you weren't paying attention, again, don't blame me if you weren't, he got his face ripped off and gave up 4 runs in the first inning. And it's happened before. Doug Fister's been knocked around early in some of his recent starts. Look, the guy's topping out at 88, 89 miles an hour. He's a crafty veteran at this point in his career, but to the A's, spotting him 4 runs early, and it was, and I was listening to it as I was heading to a show on our competitor. I was like, oh boy, here we go. I think the fisting might come to an end. But the thing is, well, Fister in the second inning came out, and like other starts where he's gotten in trouble earlier, gotten knocked around earlier, and they're getting hard contact off him, he settled down. And I was looking at it here, 1-2-3 inning, looked like he was back on track, and it kind of got a little squirrely for him again, but that he's able to settle down. Doug Fister, look, I'm not going to have one start last night against Oakland change my mind about this guy. To me, he's still the third starter in the playoffs. I trust him more right now than I do Rick Porcello. I have to look at the bigger picture and the bigger sample of work here over the last near couple of months, month and a half. Doug Fister to me should still be the third starter for this team come playoff time. Unless you want Price, now that he's back, maybe he looks good. They work him out of the bullpen. If Price fights for it, would you prefer David Price over Doug Fister? To me, no. No. One open phone line if you want to join the show, 617-779-0985. When we come back, more of your phone calls. And another case made today as to why Christian Vasquez should be the everyday catcher for this team outside of a Chris Sale start. Christian Vasquez needs to be the catcher unless there's, you know, just they need to give him a little bit of rest or his knees are getting cranky. Christian Vasquez should be in this lineup every single night unless it's a Chris Sale start.
The Baseball Reporter's Tony Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.
How do you gauge the greatness of a Mercedes-Benz SUV? By its ability to carry cargo or to carry on a legacy? Its show of strength or its sign of intelligence? The ability to cross harsh terrain or to break new ground? Or do you gauge greatness by the exceptional offer you got on your Mercedes-Benz SUV? Come in this Thanksgiving week for opportunities abounding. There has never been a better time to obtain greatness than right now. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Maserati, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Vasquez, the batter, is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. Hits a high fly ball left field. That's deep. Carrying back it goes. Gone! Vasquez with number 5, and quickly the Red Sox have tied the game.
Christian Vasquez, all he hits, it feels like, is big home runs. Further proof that Christian Vasquez should be the everyday catcher for this team, outside of a Chris Sale start, because that one time that he, you know, outside of using Vasquez with Chris Sale, like, it should be a no-brainer. But Vasquez, obviously, you know, that one start that he made, was it going back against Cleveland? He gave up 7 runs in 5 innings, or I'm getting the numbers twisted up. But it was Sale's worst start of the year. Vasquez behind the plate. There's obviously some level of comfort for Chris Sale using Sandy Leone. So, fine. Leone there. Every other game, unless Vasquez needs a night off to rest his knees, it should be Christian Vasquez. Because his bat, since August 1st, has been one of the best in this Red Sox lineup. The guy's clutch. He really is. And now 5 home runs, right, since August 1st, hitting close to 360 or now over it at this point. And Sandy Leone, since August 1st, has done squat. And it's been like, I think he's hitting now like probably 163, 158. It was around that when I checked it the other day in 18 or 19 games. And this is where I question whether or not manager John Farrell has his pulse on this team. Christian Vasquez should be in this lineup outside of a Chris Sale start every single game unless they need to give him rest. It should always be Vasquez. That's one of those things that drives me crazy. It's one of the things that concerns me come playoff time. How are they going to use Vasquez? How is manager John going to utilize Vasquez?
Got to defer to my veteran, though, with Sandy Leone.
Yuck. You want to weigh in on that as well, 617-779-0985. Mostly about David Price, though, tonight, who has been activated from the disabled list, and your thoughts with him being used in the bullpen. Do you trust David Price in the bullpen, or do you want him nowhere near this team, considering the success that they've had without him since they shut him down with the unique elbow issue. 617-779-0985. Why don't we go to John in the car? You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going? So obviously the obvious choice would be to start Vasquez. So Farrell will obviously mess that up. That's a no-brainer. But my question is on David Price going into the bullpen. Let's say he's healthy and ready to go. Healthy, coming off surgery, going into the playoffs. Isn't he only good for like one appearance per series? He's going to need like 3 or 4 days of rest. You know, at most you get 2 appearances. So is he really worth it out of the bullpen anyways? Or just shut him down for the season? He's a cancer of the team. Just get him, I guess, ready for next year.
Well, that's something that they're going to have to manage, John, because the thing is, based on everything that you hear, both from David Price and the manager over the last two nights, is that David Price wants to pitch. He feels healthy enough to pitch. I thought it was obvious that hearing some of the sound from after he threw the 3 simulated innings yesterday, that Price didn't want to have to do that again. So they sat down this morning and decided, you know what, you're ready to go, because he says he's healthy, he's ready to go. If he feels that way, what, are you going to tell him no? You're a high-priced free agent from, now what, 2 seasons ago? You're going to tell him no, and you're going to alienate him further? I don't see that happening. And that, to me, I see that not happening above John Farrell. Like, they're going to end up deferring to this guy because they don't want to piss him off any further. And yeah, it should ultimately be about winning, but I can see them deferring because you want him. Don't you want him out there? Ultimately, if you just despise David Price and you feel like it's never going to work here, and ultimately I kind of feel that way, like it's not going to work. I don't despise the guy. If anything, he's been good for content, especially on the Felger and Mav show. But if you really feel that way, you want him out there, because if he's hurt and they shut him down, he ends up getting the surgery. Well, you know, when the opt-out comes, he's going to opt in. Why wouldn't he? He's hurt.
I'm on the shelf, and you're never going to get rid of me now.
The money's coming in. Why would he do that? No, you want him to pitch. So if he really doesn't like it here, like I think that he doesn't, he pitches, it's successful. Hopefully this team goes deep into the playoffs, and then come opt-out time, bye. We'll go to Sean and Lynn, who has a thought on Doug Fister. Let me ask you, Sean, after last night's ugly start from the Fist, do you still want a Fist in the playoffs?
I think after last night's start, nothing's changed in my mind. With Doug Fister, you've sort of gotten used to the fact that every once in a while he's going to give you a dud, but so far this year, time and time again, especially in some big games, big series, he's showed up with bigger performances than anybody else. So I'm not surprised by yesterday's start, and I think you've got to accept that there's a chance every game he's going to give you that lay an egg. So if you're going into the playoffs expecting him to, or guaranteeing that he's going to give you a great start, you might be let down. But I think he's a better option than Porcello because he's given you a better chance at that good start.
All right, thanks very much for the call, Sean. We'll go to Pete and Everett, who wants to talk about David Price. You're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Pete.
How you doing, Jim? Jim Pete from Everett. Hi, Jim. I agree 100% with you, what you're talking about with Vasquez. Put the kid in, let him play every game till the rest of the season. He's hot, he's hitting. Sandy Leone doesn't hit. He's batting 100-something. I'd rather have Vasquez in there. I don't understand Farrell's situation, why he wants to keep changing catches around. The kid's a hot hitter. He's young. He's got a good arm. Play him. Getting back to Price, our buddy. Jim, why don't they just shut him down for the rest of the year? He's a phony. He doesn't belong with the Red Sox. He doesn't like Boston. He pitches in postseason. If he ever starts a game and gets smeared, right, you're going to hear all the same hullabaloo again. I was hurt. The same old story with him. You know, it's getting to be a joke now with him. He's making $30 million a year. I wouldn't give him $30 a year. Get rid of him. He doesn't want to play in Boston. He can't stand the pressure, Jim.
That's my opinion. Thanks for the call, Pete. Appreciate it. Obviously passionate. And I know a lot of people feel that way about David Price. But, look, he's here for next year. And if he feels like he can pitch, though, Pete, you would further alienate the pitcher if you're like, yeah, no, we're better off without you.
But I can pitch.
No, we're good. We're going to shut you down.
But I can pitch.
We really don't want any stink of you near us, David Price.
But I can help.
And here's the thing. As much as you may have issues with him, and I do too, if he looks as good as he did, again, that's the game I'm going to keep referencing because it wowed the hell out of me. If David Price can look as good as he did against the New York Yankees in the Sunday night game, the second to last start he made before they shut him down, if he can look like that for a couple of innings against the Indians in a high leverage situation in the playoffs, you want him there. You want him there. You want to build up the confidence so that he can be what we all thought he could be as a starter. Well, that he was for the most part, at least in the regular season last year. You want that, right? I don't know why you wouldn't, because if he's successful again, when the opt-out time comes, then you will be able to move on from David Price. That's all. Why don't we go to Tim on the Cape, who wants to talk about this very subject. Go ahead, Tim. What do you think about David Price being activated and coming out of the bullpen for the Red Sox? Go ahead.
Hi. First thing I want to say, condolences to Tony Mazz and his family. Second thing, Murray, have you lost your mind? David Price, we're afraid of losing that gutless turd. I cannot root for a team with David Price pitching for it. I mean, what he did to Eckersley, I mean, the Eck, he does that. They can't lose enough if he's on the mound. Shut him down. We'll take up a collection. We'll give him his $31 million a year, and we'll send him off for a bag of baseballs. Get him out of here. Murray, you're better than that.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call. Well, if they want to move on from him, and I want to move on from him because it's ultimately not going to work here, you want him to pitch. If you shut him down, it means he's ultimately going to end up getting the surgery, is the way I look at it. And the surgery comes, and he's shut down until opt-out time. Opt-out time comes, and Price is going to opt in. Why wouldn't he? He's going to go out and shop his services elsewhere while he's injured? No. You go with the money that you know is going to come in. Nope, I'm opting in, and you're stuck with him as an unwanted guest. You want him out there. You want to build back up. You want to build the confidence back up. For me, do that. Have him be a starter next year. Just try to make him happy so we can all, you know, just move on and go our separate ways. Let's go to Derek in Norwell, who wants to talk about David Price being activated today. You're next here in the Baseball Reporters on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hi, Derek.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Just real quick about Vasquez. As far as using him every day, I think you have to. And the big worry about him would be that using Sandy Leone catching for
Sale,
but it's not like he pitched that much better against Cleveland when he was actually having Sandy Leone catch for him.
Fair point.
I don't think it makes a bit of difference. But as far as Price goes and using Sister in the playoffs, why not have Price start the game, put him on an inning limit, maybe the first two innings? That way, because you mentioned he'd have to warm up differently anyway, so he can warm up as if he's starting the game. And then you start the 50 fiesta in the second or third inning once, Price is gassed out.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's one way that they can handle it. I'm going based on the playoff history from before where there's been actual success coming out of the bullpen. Maybe even from a mental standpoint, there's not so much pressure on David Price when he's coming into a situation where the Red Sox are, say, leading a game 5-2 or 5-1 or something like that. Him starting, time and again, it has not gone well for David Price. I'm against that. No. Healthy, fine, good. He can help the team in some way. Have it be in the bullpen. As a starter, I'm good. No, thank you. Justin in Gloucester, you're next here on the Baseball Reporters. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you doing? Last call, I kind of touched on him a little bit, but it doesn't matter if Gary Carter's ghost was catching for Sale. His entire career, he just gets dominated by Cleveland. 90% of the starts since day one, he just gets owned by him. I'd rather have Vasquez's bat in there any day, and I think we're going to run into real problems when we get to the postseason if we get to face Cleveland. That's going to be a loss for us. Like I said, I'm a huge Sale guy. I'd say he's probably the second-best pitcher in majors, but we're going to be in trouble every time he takes the mound against Cleveland. They just own him, especially this lineup. They just own him.
Yeah, Justin, it's why, and thanks for the call, it's why I want... I didn't really have extremely high expectations for this team this year. I didn't think they were a World Series team. I thought they could go deep. Hell, I thought the same thing last year. But you got to root for Cleveland right now. You want Cleveland to be the one seed. Because if that's going to happen, if the Red Sox are going to win a series, I think they can do it against Houston. I like their chances against Houston. Cleveland? No, I'm sorry. And one of the factors is that Chris Sale, even when he was with the Chicago White Sox, he can't beat that team. It's a problem. It's a problem. Yeah, no. I guess, these last two callers are right. Gary Carter's ghost. Even if it was Rich Gedman in his prime, quick name a catcher. Johnny Bench, wouldn't matter. Chris Sale just seemingly can't beat the Indians. Doesn't matter who's behind the plate. So the Leon, Christian Vasquez thing, it's kind of moot. 617-779-0985. We've got one segment to go if you want to weigh in on David Price, whether you're comfortable or not. It feels like it's the latter for most of the calls tonight. People want Price away from this team.
They're smart people.
You're right, Jimmy?
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Radio.com. Bruce.com.
I'm Dane Lobb. I'm a public safety specialist with PG&E. If you're in your home or business and you smell gas, your first step is to get out. Travel to a safe distance until you can't smell the gas anymore, and then call 911. The first responders will come out, and they'll make it safe for you and your community.